Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Subcommittee of the House Committee on Un-American Activities continued its probe into anti-Vietnam War protests. Demonstrators were forcibly evicted from the hearings where they began chanting anti-war slogans. Former Vice President Richard Nixon says that unless there is a substantial increase in the present war effort in Vietnam, the U.S. should look forward to 5 more years of war. In a speech before the Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. Lest you think we have too much of a holiday leftover mood, a bit of a holiday hangover perhaps, there's Simon and Garfunkel with the 7 o'clock news, Silent Night. The more things change, the more they stay the same, don't they, Jeff?
Sadly, they do, Rick, as we do our final show of 2007. We're going to wrap up a few things from this year, maybe look forward a little bit to next year. And, of course, as you noted, be annoyed and upset and unhappy that we haven't made more progress in making the world a little better place to live.
The thing that strikes me from that song, not just the way that the news is actually the same, different content to the stories, but the same stories. But maybe the dogs are seconding my opinion here.
The dogs, as you well know, are very unhappy with the state of the world as it is, and sometimes it's all I can do to restrain them from being even angrier than they sound right now.
Well, restraining the dogs, I know you spend a lot of your time doing that, but the one part of that Simon and Garfunkel song that strikes me the most is the House Un-American Activities and how they're upset with the Vietnam protesters and, of course, Dick Nixon talking about what it's going to take to win the war in Vietnam. And one of my wishes for 2008 is that the war in Iraq would be over and done. Maybe that all the wars that this country are involved in would be over and done. But that looks like too much of an optimistic wish, even a year out.
Well, we need to elect somebody, a president, who's actually committed to ending the stupid war, if I may use that phrase. And we, as voters, we need not to put up with the usual sorts of foolishness that we've been putting up for the past 8 and even longer number of years.
Well, I'm guessing actually before our next show, that process will have gone forward. But one of my other wishes is that there were better candidates running.
Sadly, we get what we vote for, and given the quality of the people that we've voted for over the last 12, 16 years, these are the people running. If we enlist electing people who are a little better, maybe we'll get a little better quality of candidate.
Well, maybe as a way to get us to 2008, let's play a little bit of James Taylor.
and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot, and days of anxiety for
songs in the churches, and there's not a word of God. It's all Schubert and Beethoven, oh, and lots of French love songs. So let's go down on Sunday morning to hear that Jacob sermon read. Everybody dressed in the finest apparel, baby, listening to the Right.
Well, if you're wondering what type of music might earn you a Grammy nomination these days, there's a whole set filled with Grammy nominees. That last one, Lily Allen, Friend of Mine, that's new music, and she is up in the Best New Artist category. We started off with James Taylor, Auld Lang Syne, Music for the Season. Mr. Taylor is up in the category, I believe, of holiday music, and that certainly qualifies. And in the middle, Joan Armatrading, someone who we haven't heard from in a very long time, although she's been recording and has been going for many years. She is Grammy nominated in the blues area, and that's a cut by the name of Secular Songs. Any reaction to that, Jeff?
Yeah, no, Joan Armatrading did some couple of great records in the late 70s and early 80s, but at that time, radio was adventurous and progressive enough to play her music. And then after those stations went away and all of the corporate synergies and mergers that took place, she didn't have any place for music to get played, but she's always been one of my favorites.
And what about that Lily Allen? Any reaction to that?
Well, I don't know. I picked that out, and we were talking before we started the show about whether that's something that we would want to play on Ivory Towers, where it is all about the music. I'd be kind of curious, Rick, to see what our listeners think about it. They can send us an email, because Lily Allen is not exactly the kind of music we play a lot of here. But if you do have a thought on it, you can send us an email at ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, radio, all one word, at att.net, Ivory Towers Radio.
Yeah. them all, but I'm a stone survivor. And I've seen this little old world go round. I'm a straight through driver, and the ever spinning wheels don't get me down. Downer up, I'll play the blues. Might get rough, but I live the life I choose. And I ain't no apologizer. I'm a stone survivor. Some are in for the long run. Some will peak before they're even 21. Some lay down when their lucky stars are gone. When my stars don't shine, I just keep on keeping up. Cause I'm a stone survivor. And I've seen this little old world go round. I'm a straight through driver, and the ever spinning wheels don't get me down. Down or up, I'll play the blues. Might get rough, but I live the life I choose. And I ain't no apologizer. I'm a stone survivor. I'm a stone survivor, and I've seen this little old world go round. I'm a straight through driver, and the ever spinning wheels don't get me down. Down or up, I'll play the blues. Might get rough, but I live the life I choose, and I ain't no apologizer. I'm a stone survivor.
rare earths. And all they want to do is celebrate here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Started off that set with new music from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Something's Changed off their brand new record, 100 Days, 100 Nights. In the middle, the incomparable Irma Thomas, Stone Survivor. That's from After the Rain, which came out in 2006. And Rick, that Rare Earth, 1971, where did you find that?
That's stuck in the back of my mind. I sing it from time to time to myself. It's a wonderful song when you're in a great mood. Nothing like Rare Earth. That may end up being the oldest song on this show.
We got a lot of new music on this show.
Well, it's good to go out at the end of the year with some new music. But it is usual on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. We like those musical touchstones from the past. And I remember that song playing in 1971, driving in my parents' car. So I'll tell you, brings back some memories.
Where else can our listeners go if they want some more of that unique musical perspective that we offer here on Ivory Towers Radio?
Well, thank you for that, Jeff. This week, actually, we are on the Ivory Towers blog is the answer to your question. And this week on the Ivory Towers blog, we have a feature where many of the writers are giving their perspective on the best music of 2007. So if you're interested in that, the Ivory Towers blog, where we have discussions not just of music, but also culture, politics, and so much more, you can find us at http://ivorytowers, that's towers with a Z or a Z and all one word, .blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com. We'll be right back.
Early, early in the morning, I get a feeling I can't describe. Early, 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 early in the morning, I get a feeling, Lord, I can't describe it. When I look at my baby's picture, tears come running from my eyes. Early one Monday morning, I found myself alone. It was early, early, early one Monday morning, I found myself alone. When I woke up and discovered that my baby had packed up and gone, that's all right, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, all right, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby. Any old lowdown way that you do, everybody, baby, like you mistreated for me. I, baby, I can't get you off my mind. Well, I keep begging you and begging you. You won't even throw your poor dog a bone.
But I can't keep my mind on the show. When I lay out at night, oh, I can't get no sleep. So I turn on my radio, but the only sound I hear is you whispering. whispered in my ear the words that she used to say. Now my dead no longer, 'cause my love grows stronger and the fever is worse. I've got the fever for her.
Got the fever. Oh, oh, I got the fever.
There's nothing that a poor boy can do
when he's got the fever for her.
Got the fever. Oh, oh, I got the fever.
I can remember coming home. I see you standing at the store with the dishes on the table. I feel alright. They go longer as my love grows strong. I've got the fever for her.
Got the fever. Oh, oh, I got the fever.
There ain't nothing that a poor boy can do
when he's got the fever for her.
Outside Johnny and Asbury Jukes, Fever, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's from 1976, a record called I Don't Want to Go Home. We started out with new music from a Dutch funk band called Lefty's Soul Connection. The record's called Skimming the Scum. I guess in Dutch it's easier to pronounce that. The song is called Funky Chick. And in the middle, Charles Brown, Early in the Morning, from toward the end of his career in 1990, an album called All of My Life. And Rick, in 1976, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes came out with I Don't Want to Go Home, and a fellow named Springsteen from down the road came out with Born to Run, and I thought that music would never be bad ever again.
That was too brief a moment. I have to mention that Southside Johnny and the Jukes, they have been touring the East Coast and were in town. I didn't see any reviews, but wished I could have gone.
That would have been, the half of what they used to have, that would have been still a great show. Hey, listen, we've done quite a few shows here in the past year or so on Ivory Towers Radio, and if anybody wants to, if anybody missed them and wants to download them, they can do that. They can go to public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. That's public.box.net/Ivory Towers, TOWERZ Radio, all one word.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
classic Stones, Patti Smith, giving it the Patti Smith treatment, the queen of punk rock, from her latest 12, and basically an album of covers that she put out earlier this year. Any reaction to that, Jeff? I tend to like Patti Smith quite a bit, not exactly a punky version, but a respectful version, I would say.
Well, I was going to say, I know you like Patti Smith because I was going to share a story from our past.
Please do.
Patti Smith is an Ivory Towers radio favorite, and in college, Rick and I were roommates together for a while, and one of Rick's prized possessions was his Patti Smith post hanging. That's the famous poster with her in the sleeveless T-shirt, tank top, whatever it was, right?
Yes, arms overhead, looking very fetching.
Well, if we go from Patti Smith to something almost completely different, is that possible?
Well, we go from the queen of punk rock to maybe new wave.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
They say you
Reckless Eric on Jeff's New Wave here on Ivory Towers Radio. Take the Cash. That's from 1978. A really interesting record called The Wonderful World of Reckless Eric. And Rick, I love Reckless Eric. He, even for a punk new waver, he wasn't very popular, but he can't sing. There's, I don't know, 2.5 chords, 3 chords in those songs. And I just, you know me, I love that stuff.
Have we played Reckless Eric before? My mind is foggy end of the year.
Yes. Reckless Eric, of course, his big hit. We had 2 big hits, relatively speaking, one of which we did play, a song called Semaphore Signal, which is exceedingly odd about these two young people who are kept apart by their parents, and they're sending semaphore signals to each other to show their love.
I remember that distinctly, a very interesting song. In this one, I guess he's just giving advice for all those people who would play in punk rock bands. Get paid up front, I guess.
That's exactly right. Well, that's not just advice for people in punk rock bands. That's advice for people in any kind of band dealing with concert promoters. That's probably even good advice if you're in a heavy metal band, huh?
Good advice if you're in a heavy metal band. Good advice if you're a freelance writer. Good advice if you're an author. Oh, I would say good advice all around. Let's take that advice and head on over to the shop.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Money!
new music from Serge Tankian, who is the lead singer, some know, from System of a Down, Money, from his latest solo LP. I have to say, Serge Tankian, someone who likes to sing lots of different types of protest songs. We've talked about Serge and System of a Down before. They come from Armenian background, so they've sing a lot of anti-genocide songs aimed at the Turks. They've sing anti-war songs, environmental songs. Well, here's one talking about greed, and we're with you, Serge.
I'm going to say, they sound not only like a heavy metal band that you would like, but they sound like a band that fits right in here on Ivory Towers Radio.
Serge, we discussed before, is the main person in that documentary called Screamers. And for those who listen to that song, you might think that that's all that Serge can do. But he's got quite a range. And I think he's one of those people in metal who puts their heart right out there and puts their political point of view out there, and certainly does go along with what we believe here on Ivory Towers.
And should we go to another little bit of political business here?
Oh, well, every week we have to do a little bit of political business. We did some at the beginning of the show, and now, well, it's time for our weekly visit to the public service announcement.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Thank you.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's new music there from Deer Hunter, Strange Lights, a set of new alternative music. Grizzly Bear started us off. We promised weeks ago that we would play something from the new Friend EP release from Grizzly Bear, where there it is, a reworking of their tune Alligator, featuring various folks from the new folk movement, Zach Condon, who goes by the pseudonym Beirut, also featuring Dave Longstreth and Amber Kaufman. And in the middle, the Australian band Function with The Wind Itself, a release from 2006.
Rick, I have to ask you a very important question about that set in regards to everything else today.
Please ask away, sir.
Which is, where else in the radio podcasting universe would you hear a Dutch funk band, those three songs, in Rare Earth?
It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen because Ivory Towers Radio is unique, as we know, and we've been doing it for just over a year now, and hopefully our audience feels that they're getting something special from us. And we know, we share this sharing of music every week. to open each other's eyes about this, and hopefully we're sharing that also with the audience and taking that into the new year.
Shall we close this final show of 2007 with a little bit for us, too cynical, cranky, middle-aged ex media guys that we are? Should we close the year perhaps with a bit of optimism?
Well, certainly so. This is music that has been a favorite of ours for a long time. So thank you, Jeff, for composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas. I'm Rick Rockwell. Thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio this week. Today we leave you with a song from Elvis Costello in Clover that asks an important musical question for 2008. Happy New Year and peace.